Welcome to the Above Street Level in Peckham podcast for the Centre for Urban and Community Research. I'm Emma Jackson. I'm a sociologist from Goldsmiths.
And I'm Nicola Benson, also a sociologist from Goldsmiths.
And this is the third episode of a three-part podcast in which we explore the politics of high-up spaces in a fast-changing urban environment. In this third episode, we visit a converted car park in the middle of Peckham to reflect on value and the politics of space. Here we are, standing outside the Peckhamplex cinema. In our last episode, we were standing on the platform of Peckham Rise Station. To get to where we're standing now, at the bottom of a ex-multi-storey municipal car park, you have to cross Rye Lane. Rye Lane is a really interesting street. It's a very busy London high street. It's multicultural. It's, in particular, it's a hub for Nigerian London. It's also an important, now, nighttime destination. We crossed Rye Lane and we're now standing at the bottom of the car park. On the first level is Peckhamplex. This is a cinema. It's £4.99 for any film. And we're standing against a backdrop of a range of portraits of Black London actors.
The people who use the street change over the course of the day. The ways that people traverse the street changes over the course of the day.
Exactly. So at the moment, which is a Monday afternoon, there's lots of buses going past because it's just after school time now. But there's lots of people going to the shops. There's shops selling fruit and vegetables. There's butchers and fishmongers. And there's people engaging with these kinds of businesses on the street.
And just to give a little bit more flavour to what Emma's just said, we did nearly just get run over crossing the street by the 343 bus that actually would have taken us all the way to Goldsmiths. But what I want to draw attention to here is how that changes at night time. So especially in the summer months, on a Friday or a Saturday evening, you might find yourself banging into people in the street, normally young, white people, looking at their phones. And you might ask yourself, okay, well, young people always checking their phones, and that might show our age. But there's something else happening here. People are using their phones to navigate to some of the nighttime spaces in Peckham, which aren't always as obvious to the newcomer, to the unfamiliar newcomer, as they might appear to be. And there's something quite remarkable about looking at these two-dimensional maps on their phones to try and find particularly the nighttime economy that is located above street level. And we've come across this many, many times while we've been doing the research, this sense of discovering parts of Peckham that are suitable for their entertainment needs, I suppose.
Yeah. So the first kind of up-high space of entertainment and partying in Peckham was the space that occupies, during the summer months, the upper levels of this car park that we're standing next to right now. And what happened was this car park originally, as Nicola said in the last episode, was built on top of a Sainsbury's, which is now where the cinema sits. A local gallerist asked permission from Southwark Council, who owned the car park, to host a sculpture park on the upper floors of this building. And as well as the sculpture park, they also opened a bar. So that council said yes, and this became a regular fixture that runs every summer in Peckham. It's become really famous. So the rooftop bar on this car park was featured in the British Airways magazine, for example. So it's gone from being this slightly DIY, arty spot to being something that's a real destination. When The Guardian ran their special on gentrification in the city, they used an image, not from this bar actually, but from the next rooftop bar along. And I think that's really interesting in terms of what these rooftop spaces in Peckham have come to signify.
Actually, it was through that first work that we did in 2010 that we first became aware of that bar. And I think very evocatively, it was captured in the way that some of the people we were talking to talked about how exclusive that space was. And I think, Emma, you wanted to say something about the kind of exclusivity of that space.
Exactly. As we've been researching this space and going up and down to spend time in this space, it became really obvious to us that through firstly navigating to this precise spot in Peckham, but then working your way up the building, this sort of filtering of bodies takes place. So it becomes like a computer game to get from Rye Lane Station to the top of this rooftop bar. So there are some different ways in which people are filtered out. The first one is very obviously by price. This is quite an expensive bar. But also, you have to be able to walk up how many flights of stairs? A lot of flights of stairs.
I think it's about 6 flights of stairs.
So you also have to be able-bodied and able to walk up all of these stairs in order to participate in this place. You also, during the summer months when this is open, you have to get past security who also search your bag. So there is also, it's a securitised space.
There's something really here about the spectacle of getting to the rooftop that we've been pulling out through some of the writing that we've been doing about from this particular project. And we've been up there with colleagues who have commented on who's made it to the top almost.
Yeah, exactly. So we took a colleague up there who's from South Africa, and she said that the stark segregation of the white people occupying, dominating the space on the roof, and the multi-ethnic street at street level reminded her of apartheid era South Africa, which was rather disturbing.
So I think that the questions that we have to ask then are around what these spaces, how these spaces operate, how the entry routes into these spaces operate to exclude certain people, certain populations.
And simply who these spaces are for. Now, this building was scheduled for demolition in 5 years' time, but a process where local people, campaigners have got together and campaigned to save this building has been successful. It's not only been listed as an asset of community value, which actually doesn't give that much safeguarding to a building like this one, but so that council have said outright that this building is safe for the next 30 years. What's really interesting to us as sociologists is looking at the statement of Southwark Council a little closer and which spaces within this car park they particularly value. So I've already talked about how Peckhamplex is on the ground level. In Southwark's statement, they really celebrate the rooftop space, the sculpture park, the other space, Peckham Levels, that we're going to go up to in a moment, and about the Peckhamplex, which is a really accessible space that is used by a huge cross-section of people. They say, oh, we hope they can maintain their low prices while also improving the conditions of the cinema. So there's a sense that they don't particularly value the cinema in the same way that they value these more she-she spaces above street level.
What we're going to do now is we're going to try and get into the building. We're not going to be able to go up onto the rooftop because the rooftop is shut in the winter months, only open for kind of special events, while in the summer it's open every day, every night of the week. But we're going to talk you through, we're going to try and do a little bit of a walk and talk as we get to some of the higher levels of the car park. We've just walked from the front of the Peckhamplex and down the side of the car park. This was previously a rather unassuming route. I don't think anyone would go there by accident necessarily. People might use it as a bit of a cut through. And it's now been landscaped to kind of draw people in, I feel. It's got this kind of zigzag planter aesthetic that goes along the sides. It's quite well manicured, which is a bit of a contrast to the graffiti that's on the fences behind those planters. And we're now standing in a neon yellow stairwell.
This is a very intense yellow space that we're standing in right now. While we've been standing here, a bunch of people have been coming and looking at the signs on the wall, looking a bit puzzled because this new space in the car park was only opened about a month or 6 weeks ago. So there's a sense, as you watch people come into the building, that they don't really know what it is yet. Now, although this stairwell has been painted in these bright, bright colours, so it starts with bright yellow, then it goes to shocking pink, and there's been this effort to transform this ex-car park space, it still really smells of a car park. So we can smell white spirits, we can smell urine, you can get the odd waft of weed from the alley out there. This is a sensorial experience.
Yeah, slightly overwhelming. I remember coming here just a few weeks ago for the first time and feeling that I needed to get out of the stairwell. The bright colours are really overwhelming. There's nothing that can really explain that. And although a bit of that sheen has kind of rubbed off and it's looking a bit grubby now, all the same, the overwhelming feeling of that aesthetic choice to use these very bright colours is notable. We're going to now walk up the staircase.
What's also quite funny is while we're standing here, people are pulling concerned faces and doing very careful, trying to walk very lightly up the stairs so as not to disturb our recording. Levels is quite a new development, and it consists of a mishmash of office space, there's a gallery, there's loads of places to buy food and drink, from coffee shops to bars. There is an exhibition space at the moment, there's a LGBT exhibition about Southwark local LGBT history.
It is still a car park though. We're sitting, you can probably hear from the sound that the space is a lot of hard surfaces, a lot of concrete. They've chosen to keep some of the arrows on the wall, some of the signs on the overhead, the beams, the concrete beams on the ceiling. So it is a very hard space that's kind of been split up into these various things. We're sitting outside a hairdresser's opposite a yoga studio.
The only area that is less concreted, I suppose, is the children's play area that has this more soft felt feel to it. And behind there, there are a load of wooden blocks where people can sit and be in the space. If you look at the food outlets that are around the edge of Peckham Levels, you'll find there's a real variety in terms of food from around the world. But the food is quite expensive, so it's about £9 for a main meal. This is quite a commercial space then, but you can also see people using this space in different kinds of ways. So when I was here the other day, I saw some teenage boys charging their phones in a plug socket that is on the wall. There's quite a lot of plug sockets around the place. I don't think the plug sockets have been put there with that intention, but you can see people adapting and using the space in ways that make sense to them.
We should also say it's a really weatherproof space. Although it was open to all of the elements when it was a car park, they've now kind of closed it in. They've put, for the time being, perspex along the sides of the car park so as not to block the view, but rather to keep out the wind and the rain.
As a sign reads, it's stuck to these plastic windows. The windows are temporary, but the view is permanent. So at the moment, this space feels a lot less securitized, a lot less exclusive, even though it's quite expensive to buy things here, than some of the other high-up spaces in Peckham. And there is a sense that this has potential in a way. But then again, if it follows the lead of other kinds of spaces in Peckham, maybe those other kinds of users will be clamped down on over time. It's hard to say right now.
Yes, it definitely has that sense of possibility, that sense of potential. And I suppose there might be a question of how you might blend what happens on street level with what happens up high.
Thing is, at the moment, I feel almost like it's attracting more of a diverse group of people, but almost by accident. Like, people are using it despite the fact that it's dominated by expensive food and a yoga studio.
Absolutely. So in the short time that we've been in the space today, both in coming up through the stairwell and trying to find a relatively quiet space in this echoing car park, we've seen a number of people who seem to be just trying to find out what's going on, peering through windows and doors, walking around with these slightly curious and perplexed looks on their faces. There's nobody telling them they can't be here. But what we're seeing is this sense of trying it out, seeing what's possible.
What we really wanted to get across in this episode of the podcast was the relationship between judgments that are made about the value of particular places, the use of these places of height, and the politics of space. And I think that there's not really a better building in Peckham that illustrates that point than this car park.